This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd is trying to find a fix for an expiring ACA tax credit at the heart of the stalemate over government funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hurd and three other moderate lawmakers released principles to temporarily extend and reform the pandemic-era enhanced tax credits that have made it cheaper for people buying health insurance on the state exchange. Hurd, along with Republican Don Bacon and Democrats Tom Suozzi and Josh Gottheimer, say they've identified a fair and reasonable path forward. It includes a two-year extension of the credit, an income cap that starts to phase out at $200,000, and new guardrails to prevent improper payments. Still, the proposal will face an uphill climb in the House, where several Republicans remain opposed to any extension of the credit. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport hasn't seen the kind of security checkpoint delays that other airports have experienced. Denverite's Andrew Kenny has more.
Even at peak hours in the morning, wait times at Denver International Airport have stayed under 30 minutes for the last few weeks. That's according to estimates the airport publishes in real time, which we've been tracking and analyzing. TSA employees are required to work without pay through the shutdown, but in earlier shutdowns, they called out sick in higher numbers than usual. The airport also recently introduced two new security checkpoints that are supposed to move passengers faster. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Colorado's snowpack is just 26% of average. Nine News reports it's the lowest snowpack at this point of the season since 2017. This is CPR News.